Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial
of life has
been. You don't know.
You don't know my story.
You don't know the day.
John P. Key and the New Life, Life and Favor. God give us life and favor. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all today. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And we're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll give us a word of inspiration. Evangelist Ursula from California.
Hallelujah. How everybody doing? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another day, God. Thank you for another opportunity to keep our mind, our eyes focused on you, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that we all got a story, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we ain't where we used to be, God. When we look back over our lives and see where we come from, God, we see how far you have brought us, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that we ain't what we used to be, hallelujah. We may not be what you want us to be, God, but we pressing on, hallelujah. We press into the mark, hallelujah. We wake up, God, thinking about you. Our mind is stayed on you, God. We were born to praise you, hallelujah. And we got a heart of Enoch, hallelujah, a heart to please God. We thank you, God, and we pray that you walk with us like you did Jacob and Moses, hallelujah. We want to please you, God, hallelujah. It's all about you. It ain't about us, Father. We thank you for blessing us with another day, God. We thank you for waking us up with a sound mind, perfect health, and an able body this morning, God. We thank you, God. We don't want to take nothing for granted, for all good in me is of you. Hallelujah. Nothing good, hallelujah. All good come from the Lord in the name of Jesus, God. We only what you make us to be, God, what you build up in us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We lay our lives down at the altar, God. We are the clay, hallelujah. Do what you want in us and through us, God. We submit and surrender to you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you love us and you are mindful of us, that you know our name, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for never giving up on us, God. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for sending your only son, hallelujah. We thank you for his life, his death, and his resurrection, hallelujah, because our identity is in Christ. We hid behind the cross, hallelujah. We covered in the blood, hallelujah. We have dominion and authority and life and death in our mouth, hallelujah. We speak life over ourselves in the name of Jesus. We shall live and not die. We bind sin and disease far from us in the name of Jesus. We walk and talk, God, according to your plan and your purpose. We live by your word, God. We abide in your word, and your word abide in us, God. Use us to plant a seed in someone else, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless all that we touch, say, and do. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Rise up, Lord, as we send praises and worship up, God. Rise up in your glory, God. Reveal your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, praise you, and adore you. Bless the sick and the shut-in, the homeless, the disabled, the alcoholics and addicts, the hopeless, the helpless, the mental health, God. Cover the elders and the babies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand in the gap, hallelujah. We stand in the gap on our faces, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that. Praise God. And thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that prayer. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. It's coming from St. John, the 14th chapter, and verse 26 verses 26 and 27. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever. Soever have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I just wanted to share that scripture to encourage us, to let us know that the Holy Spirit is our comforter, and he will guide, direct us, and teach us all things. And also, the peace that God gives us is not the peace that the world gives us. We can't have that kind of peace. But the peace that he leaves, like the scripture says, the peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And I'm just so thankful for the peace of God, thanking God for his saving and healing power, thanking him for his protection. Just thank God for everything. And so as we study the word together, open up our hearts and our minds to receive that word and apply it to our everyday walk of life. Because I tell you, we can't make it without it. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Bill. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer. And Pastor, for that, those scriptures, that's inspiring. And it's sort of in tune with what we're talking about today. Our first scripture is going to be found in Hebrews, Hebrews 6 and 10. And that'll be the first one. So while y'all find Hebrews 6 and 10, let me say this, brothers and sisters. You're serving a righteous God. God will keep his promise. So I don't want anybody to get to thinking you might have asked God for something and you wonder why he haven't came through. It ain't because he's not going to do it. Timing is real important, which you'll see in today's lesson. And I hope it helps you, because sometimes we ask God for things, we don't need it right then. We think we do. But God's praying for you. He already knows what the best time. Like you're going, well, Lord, why can't I have it right now? I mean, I asked you for it. No, sometimes God fixes so when he give you whatever it is that you asked him or you believe in him for is in the right timing. He's always on time. And I just want to encourage somebody today, for God is God is truth in his word. And we're talking about putting on righteousness, and we got to be the same way God is. God doesn't forget his promise. He operates in righteousness. He can't operate in anything else other than righteousness and love. Okay, Evangelist first.
Praise the Lord. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but intimate those who through faith and patience inherit. Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, God doesn't miss anything. He knows perfectly well all the love you've shown him by helping needy Christians, and that you keep at it. And now I want each of you to extend the same intensity toward a full-bodied hope and keep at it till the finish. Don't drag your feet. Be like those who stay the course with committed faith, and then get everything promised to them. Amen, amen.
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 It's easy to get discouraged thinking that God has forgotten us. God hasn't forgotten you, but God has never Because God is not unjust. He never forgets or overlooks our hard work in ministry. God didn't forget the hands you laid, the words of encouragement that you've spoken over people's lives, and even over your own life. God hadn't forgot. It's important that we understand that. And God knows every effort you put forth. And he knows your effort toward love and toward ministering. So let God love for you love like he loved. In other words, the Bible said we're to be imitators of God. Ephesians 5 and 1. And we're to imitate. We got to come to the knowledge that we are servants of the Holy Spirit. We're servant of God. So when we facing difficult times, don't worry, brothers and sisters. Remember, what is that? Philippians 3 and 14. Let's read that. Philippians 3, 14. Let me know when you get it. Know that you can be rejected on earth, but brother and sister, you got some hope that nothing can steal, nothing can break. It can't be taken from you. Your hope is in Christ.
Thank you.
Yeah, Philippians 3:14.
Looking for it.
Okay.
I got it. Philippians who?
3:14. Yes.
14, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Amen.
This is a pressing way. I don't know. This is a word for somebody. You got to press your way. Even if you fall, even if you slip. They showed on TV where this girl, she was running and for the state championship, and she was kind of like the number one runner in that state. And she fell. You know what? Mm. She got back up. And she still won. After she fell, she still won. And I'm going to tell you today, even though you might fall, you're going to still win. As long as you press your way, the way the Word of God tells you to do. Listen, brothers and sisters, I know sometimes you get bored. When you get bored like that, that means you ain't doing enough. You need to keep pressing. Go out there and start. Okay. If you got to go to the Goodwill, go to the thrift store, start sharing the Word of God with somebody. You want to get rid of more? Yeah. The Lord told me, say, if you want to get rid of that boredness, that's what you do. Goddamn witness.
All right.
While you walking around, find somebody. You know, God sent us to seek and search to find those that are lost. Stop waiting for folks to come. Part of our job is to go ye therefore into all the world, people. I know a lot of people, they want ministry to be, that ain't ministry when you, I'm not the usher boy, I'm this and I'm that. No, God had told you to minister. That means you got to go to that point to all the world. Matthew 28, you're required to go and teach, not them come. Now, this will blow your mind, but I want to tell you, God never told the world to come to the church. He ain't never did that. You won't find that in Scripture. But he told the church to go to the world. That's what he did.
All right.
What he did. But sometimes we got to learn to wait patiently, because I'm reminded over there in Genesis 12, where God had told Abraham to wait patiently. And it was about 25 years from the time God had promised him a son. 25 years. You know, you do a whole lot in 25 years. Some of you get 3-4 different cars. Some of you move 3-4 different times. In 25 years, some of you done retired off a job. In 25 years is a long time. But because of our trials, but you know, Isaac was born, I think that's over there in Genesis 21. But because of our trials and temptations are often so intense that we see and we get sometimes lackadaisical. I think that's what they call that. When people forget that, hey, man, God ain't forgot you. You might be unforgot, but God ain't forgot. He know what you ask. That's why you got to stay focused. You didn't ask God for rain, get your umbrella.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't care about ain't no food in the cupboard. You didn't ask him for bread. Just don't you forget what you've asked him for. That's where a lot of us get off track, because we forget that we've asked God for something. And seeing God true to his promise, because he is a righteous God. God is righteous. Psalms 53:1. I want to say this is the most single important biblical truth, is to identify with the true God. But in Psalms 53:1, I'm going to ask her to read that if you'd be so kind.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 53:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. Amen.
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 Abominable iniquity. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friend of the Bible, God, you're my God. I can't a hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary desert. Amen.
It's a fool who said in his heart, there is no God. You may get weary, but I ain't no God. I'm gonna share this with y'all. It's our job is to teach people who God is, because God exists. And a lot of times, we have to realize our responsibility. I went to this restaurant, and these people was waiting on their service. And so I began to just share the word of God with somebody. And they said, oh, man, that stuff ain't true. Ain't no God. I said, the devil is a lie. And so prove to me there's a God. So I said, I tell you what. He said, he interrupted me. He said, don't care about going to no church. He said, I ain't finna go to no church. He said, because if God there, God is here. He went on. So I let him have it, let's say. Then the Lord told me, he said, show him what the word of God says. In the beginning was the word. I'll let you all read this, because it's in St. John 1. Matter of fact, we'll read that. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And so I said to him, if the Word was God, it still probably is God. God ain't went nowhere. His Word ain't went nowhere. Y'all can't burn it. Mm-hmm. You can't hide it. You can't stop people from preaching it. The internet is wide open. The Word of God is alive forever. You may not like some of the stuff they say, but ain't nothing the devil can do now. The Word of God is out there. You can burn up all the Bibles you want to. It's up there. It's up there. I mean, it's out there on the internet. So read that, if you will, from King James, and then Pastor, read it out the Messenger. I'd like to see what it says out the Messenger as well.
Mm-hmm. What was that, Pastor? I was looking up at amenable because I didn't really know what it meant, where it said they are corrupt and done amenable iniquity. And amenable person is an individual, mortal person, somebody, someone, soul, a human being that's vicious and vile, very bad, unpleasant, moral revulsion. So that's what I was had to look to see what that meant. Okay. Now, what do you want, Pastor?
And thank you so much for sharing that. It was in St. John 1, because that's for people that, these are people who don't believe that there's a God. And, but in St. John 1, it's first chapter, first through, let's read the first five verses.
Amen.
First John chapter 1. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Amen.
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 From the Message Bible. The Word was first. The Word presented to God, present to the Word, and the Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was the light to live by. The light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the beginning, it was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you got to show somebody God, show them the Word. That's where he's at. He's inside of here. He's inside that Word.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, I ain't finna go to no church. You don't have to go. I just listened to him. I said, you don't have to go. I'm going to show you God. He was shocked.
All right.
I think he was about 40-some. He said, out of all of my 40-some years. Then I come to find out he was an atheist. Well, bless God, the man is ministering now. He's ministering now. You go down there to the homeless. He's ministering. And not that color make any difference. But he's white now. He's a white man. And he's somebody who is passionate when it comes to the Word of God. Because I'm going to tell you, brother, sister, the Word of God is God. How much God you want, how much Word you can deal with, how much you're willing to tolerate the truth. It's in there. Yeah. But it's a fool. It's just a fool, a meathead, a bonehead, a nitwit who says there is no God. And I don't know who I'm talking to now, but I know you've asked God for some things. The Spirit is saying you didn't ask him. It's finna come to fruition. But never say in your heart there is no God. Just stand.
Amen.
When you've done all to stand therefore and watch him show up. Just keep pressing because there's going to be some people who are not going to understand you. And that's understandable. Because they do not comprehend darkness. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you're really in the light, people, people that's not in the light, they don't comprehend. They don't get it, okay? They don't get it. You didn't talk to you turn purple. They're not going to get it. Trust me.
Amen. That's
well,
right.
Well, this is a time where if anyone have any comments or anything they want to share, this is the time to share it right here.
Well, I just have a question. I certainly do enjoy Evangelist Ursula's prayer, and I just want to spell her name correctly because I don't think I'm spelling it right. So, Evangelist Ursula, how do you spell your name?
U-R-S-U-L-A. And thank you, Pastor Bill, and keep me in your prayers, Will. Amen.
Amen. I was close, but I just kept saying, you know, my ass, and so now I have it, because I like always keep the names of those that are praying, and like you said, keep you lifted up in prayer as you keep me lifted up in prayer also. Amen.
Amen.
As I was saying earlier this week, I'm just thankful for your prayers. You know, we was able to get out the building safely. My sister called to make sure I was okay today, and Evangelist Roper, she called, made sure we was all okay. But everyone is okay, and I just thank God that we know it could have been worse because we live on the 9th floor, and the fire took place on the 8th floor. But God is truly good. He just kept us and gave me the strength to get down them steps, and I just thank God.
Thank God.
Nobody but
hallelujah.
So we give him all the praise.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Mr. Taylor, Akron, Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were talking about the they don't know who God is. We need to teach people to go. Can we go to Romans chapter 1?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Verse 16. Start with verse 16 so we won't waste too much time. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, wherein God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And may the Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And you all have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Taylor. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for letting us know everything's okay with you, and if Y'all back in the building, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we were able to get back in that same day we came back in. It just was just bad for those that was on the 8th floor where the fire took place, you know, with all the smoke and everything. But, yeah, we came back in that evening. And
great.
All is well. This guy, nothing damaged, nothing, you know.
Amen.
You got the glory. Amen.
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 Anyone else? Mm-hmm. We might share some thoughts on Romans 1 tomorrow. But it's Thankful Thursday tomorrow. But anyway, but there's a whole lot in that scripture that really people need to really understand because people want to change who God is. A lot of people want to make God the building, and God is not the building. And just like God is in us, we're his building. And that's not clear with a lot of people. They may say it out of their mouth, but in their heart, it's not true. And so they try to change God's truth to fit them. The Bible says, know ye not, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why God wants his church going out and witnessing and binding and loosening. And the church is to be on the move, to be mobile. I like to say mobile. The church of God needs to be mobile. Everybody need to go out and just start winning souls and watch what happens. You watch what happens because God's will is being filled. He wants his glory into all the earth. But anyway, anyone else? If not, we're going to see you all tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday, so find your scripture that you're really thankful for. And I don't know, maybe God did something mighty with you with that scripture. Maybe you can share it. I got two people that want to testify. One of them is the lady who used to have seizures. And I got another lady, evangelist, how God brought her from death. And you don't hear their stories. It's awesome, especially the one that he brought from death. Well, I got two of them. One of them is Miracle. Matter of fact, they changed her name to Miracle because she was Miracle when he came back. And this lady, she sat up in a coma. Then she told me for 6 months, didn't even know it, didn't know what went on. But I'm going to let her tell her story. But we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Night.